Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up late today and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed, through the mess, and put a smile on my face. I got a little bit stronger. Riding in the car to work and I'm trying to ignore the hurt, so I turned on the radio. If a song made me think of you, I listened to it for a minute, but then I
everything. We are going to be talking about My Happy One Life to Live is getting Terry Colombo. And I love to find out the routines are like, you know, I love God News. And let's see what else. We are going to be talking about all the soaps. And you know what, you guys? I have no words on the soap. Say whatever you want, because I feel like everyone is just sometimes not saying what they think because they want to be so politically correct. And right now, I'm not in the mood about it. You know, I am, you know, I'm just kind of, I think, mad at some point. Okay, hold on. Okay, can anyone in this album hear me? This is fun. Hello, I hope, okay. Hold on, guys. Okay, you guys, sorry about that. The Swiss boat and everyone thing was messing up. Can you guys hear me now? Okay, I have my first caller being me. Yay! So let me see who this is. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Allie.
Who is this? Oh, God, Allie, I didn't recognize your voice. Yay! Yay! Sorry.
Hi.
I'm not going to have a voice left by the end of the show, people, because I did my show Monday night, and I did Glee Radio last night, and I'm doing my own tonight. hey, Al, you can't. Oh, my God, you must have album, too. Are you in the room too or no?
No, I'm not.
In the sub. Okay. Dallas, if you can hear me, let me know. So, what did you want to talk about? My co-host is running like this. That's fine. No one else called in, so just me and you now. Scary, I know.
That is.
So, okay, are you ticked off at any soaps today?
Still there?
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. So tonight you may help me in the chat room.
Yeah, my phone.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing now. I think I fixed it.
Okay.
Let me put you on speaker.
Blog talk tonight. I hate you, blog talk. Because you are just causing me problems.
What?
Okay. Blog talk is causing me trouble. You know, people say in the room they cannot hear me.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Okay, this is crazy. Okay, hopefully, it's been crazy, but okay, so did you watch any soaps today, Al?
I watched One Life and General Hospital.
Oh, okay. I know I'm probably going to get flack over this, but I was praying the soaps will still be on and, you know, for the breaking news of the minors. I was praying that, they would, not break in during the soaps. I know that sounds selfish. I know that, but...
I agree. I was happy. They didn't break in with us over here.
Well, yeah. This is funny. This, you and I and... Is this it just says it's not working, and oh my God, I'm gonna kill. I don't know it.
Don't freak out, Carly.
I know, but you know, okay. Hold on. Oh my God, hold on now. Oh, okay. Well, I get to this meeting you because the problem is being stupid. The problem is this. Okay. Let's see. I'm thinking what to do. Okay. Call. I can't even click to try and listen. Okay. Well, why don't... I don't know what to do. That's fine. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Oh, crap. Can you still hear me out?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay, I'm going to kill this. I'm going to kill Blog Talk because now I have to go and I'm like, we rather put this stupid system. You know what? Okay, today is the 13th, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would... Today is the 13th, right?
Yes.
Okay, that might explain my fucking bad luck. Sorry, y'all.
It's okay, I'm used to it.
Well, I am. Well, you know. And so, well, what were you happy about One Life to Live?
I was happy mm-hmm. that Jess finally told Clint and Vicky that, you know, Ford might be the father.
Okay, and how did they deal with that?
Clint didn't take it too well. He wanted to kill Ford, and he just now got Ford's job back over at the university.
Oh, my God. So now he is probably wanting to kill himself. I don't know.
I think so, but I think Vicky talked him out of it because she said it would cause more harm than good because of Jessica's, you know, precious condition.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've done everything. I've closed down this with Bode and reopened it.
Hey, Carly.
And everything.
I just went on to the homepage here for the radio, and it says it's waiting
yeah.
for you to call in.
Okay.
Maybe that's
what... I mean, okay, call me back in like 2 minutes. I'm going to reboot it, I guess. Oh, God, I'm going to scream.
Okay, you can go ahead and try that, and I'll see
you
when you get
back
on.
In, yeah, 3 minutes. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, can anyone help me? Please tell me. Someone can fucking help me. Okay. Okay, I am so pissed off right now. I'm about to kill this fucking thing. Because, you know, no one can hear me in this album. So, yeah, someone please. Okay, this is making me want Okay. Can you hear me, Kel?
Nobody can hear you. There's nothing. If something's going on. There's nothing. The thing, it says waiting for host to call in.
Yeah, I went and checked, and I just got it, too.
Yeah, nobody can hear.
You guys, okay. this is making me really upset right now because how could I not call in because I just called in again?
I don't know.
Yeah, waiting for a host to call me. The host did call. Okay. The radio is not working. Oh, my God.
I'm going to explain to them that we're having trouble.
Okay. So,
this, I know, I got on here.
I know, I did not.
I got on here and I was like, wait a minute, waiting for a host to call in. You usually call in, like, right away. And I got on here and everybody's like, what's going on? We can't hear anything.
Well, I texted Christy.
Yeah.
Now because, you know, she said, nope, still, oh, my God. Oh, my God, okay.
This fucking sucks, somebody goes.
Can anyone hear me now?
The moderator activated the moderated mode? What does that mean?
Oh, my God.
If you cuss in the chat room, you can't cuss in the chat room, I guess, huh?
Oh, man. I didn't even start it.
The moderator disabled the moderator mode. You may freely chat now. What was that about?
I don't know.
The moderator activated the moderated mode again.
Oh, my God. You know what, Christy? If you're out there, please call in.
But she can't. Nobody can hear anything.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Did you try coming back in again?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's what I suggested.
Okay, I'm in the hostess queue, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Folks, we want you on the nice freaking air. Sorry. Hi, you on the air with us?
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Silas.
Yeah, who is this?
Silas.
Good, I guess.
Hello?
Yeah, what? Hello, we can hear you, yeah.
Okay.
Jerry?
Hello?
Hi. We can hear you talk.
We can't hear anything on our end.
Vinny? Jerry?
Yeah, I'm here. Nobody can hear in the chat room. That's the problem.
But, Jerry, you can hear me on the phone, right?
Yeah, but basically nobody can hear that's in chat room. I mean, the little, you know, the media player is not even on my thing here.
Yeah, it was
okay,
on my
email
and refreshing.
I'm going to go try to refresh. I'm going to go out of it and try to go back in again, but I doubt that's going to work.
I'm so mad right now. Maybe, you know what, I don't know. Do you guys want me to try to log in and log out again?
Yeah, why don't you try to log in and out again? Try doing that again, and then we'll just call back in, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, text Christy?
What? Can I what? Text Christy?
Yeah, I'm just telling her what we are having trouble if she knows anything.
Okay, I'll do that right now. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and call right back in.
Okay.
All right, me too.
All right, bye.
Hi, everyone. I'm back on the air. I hope someone can hear me, or I'm going to... Hey, Al, can you hear me? Allie? Al? Hello? Oh, my God. Okay, call him back in, I guess. I know, yeah. Oh, okay, I guess we are going to cancel. I'm so pissed off right now. Okay, I will tell Allie that, and I'm pissed off right now.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you on the phone, but I can't hear you on the computer.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on with this album.
Okay. Just stay calm for a minute. Are you on your switchboard?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have everything unmuted? Are you unmuted?
Yep, I'm unmuted.
Okay, so you're unmuted, so that's okay. Did you hit F5 to try to refresh your page?
F5.
If you hit your F5 key.
I just did.
Okay, because sometimes I've had that problem on my show, but not that often. Okay. Can anybody in the chat room hear us? Nobody's saying anything. Hang on. Let me...
I didn't know you had your own show.
Huh?
Oh, I didn't know you are on Blog Talk, too.
Yeah, this is Silas Kane. I have Deliver Nation on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. I've heard of you.
Yeah, I'm the big As the World Turns soul freak.
Well, you know what? I mean, okay, so I've done F5, and I'm getting this approve this message. No sound on the computer, but my things are open and my
Here is where we have the problem. I have a feeling you did not call in on the right number because it keeps saying
I did.
Did you call the host number or your show number?
I called my host number.
Okay, because the screen still says waiting for host to call in.
Oh, my God. Well, no, I called my host number.
Okay, you did call your host number.
Yeah.
Okay, because your host number is different from the call-in number.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm going to try one more time, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to kill someone. But not
okay.
You.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, can you guys hear me now?
That's a good question. Nobody's talking in the chat room.
And okay, when I called back in, they said, you're calling back in too late, so blah, blah, blah.
Who said you were calling back in too late?
No, they said that I was calling in to a live, a live show, and like it said, I've seen you already called in. So, yeah.
Well, that makes no sense at all.
Yeah, it says, I can't even give you the host number, and that's what it's saying to me.
Sounds to me like
I know.
It's
sounds to me like there's a glitch somewhere because nobody's talking in the room.
Yep.
And, I mean, I'm in there saying, is anybody here? Can anybody hear us? And nobody's saying a word.
I know.
I mean, are you seeing my posts in your chat room?
Yeah, I'm seeing your post. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's retry something else. Anyone? Hello, anyone? Nobody's talking.
Hello?
I don't know what...
Jill?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're there.
Yeah, and I've done the F5 thing, and... Oh, you know why? It's making me mad. This is...
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what it is that is going on here with your...
I know.
Okay. All right, I just saw your post come up. See, I'm still showing an error message saying that they're waiting for the host to call in.
That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, my... Yeah, but you know what, you guys? I've called in. I did the host number like I always do.
Yeah.
It says waiting for the host to call in. And I called in like,
Okay, now,
yeah,
are you paying for your Blog Talk service?
No, why?
Okay, if you're not paying for your Blog Talk service, you only get an hour. You don't get 90 minutes.
No, I've done 90 minutes. I've had this show for a year.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, that is
and my friend Raven on Radio, yeah, does it for 2 hours sometimes. We have on the board here inside, but nothing else.
Let me go in the background for a minute and find out if there's anybody over at the error log saying that there's a problem.
Okay, thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Jill?
Yeah, I'm here.
Isn't this funny?
Nope, there's no, nobody seems to have any problems.
Interesting.
I have never seen this happen before.
Me either.
This is so weird.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it crap?
Hang on, let me check something out. Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Something's up. I got the media thing came on. Never mind. What was that about?
That's a very good question.
Here came on, but now
that's what spoke, you guys. It's saying, so is on, but not streaming.
I have now the radio thing is on. But it's like if it's going, playing a show, like an archive show or something.
Yeah, it is playing an archive. It is playing an archive show.
Wow. Okay.
The reason why it's playing an archive show is because the system isn't recognizing you calling in. It keeps saying that waiting for the host to call in. So the system doesn't think that you're there.
Oh.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey, Christy?
Hey, yeah, I think I agree with what he said. You got to email Blog Talk.
Okay. Has this ever happened to you guys?
Problem.
Has this ever... Have you guys ever, I mean, Chris, have you ever had this problem?
Yeah, I keep refreshing the main page and it keeps saying waiting for us to call in. So you have to email Blog Talk and say that you connected to your switchboard, but the main page is still saying waiting for a host to call in and it's not streaming live like it's supposed to.
Okay. So,
You can contact Blog Talk through their contact page, their contact us page, and put down that it's urgent, and they will usually within 10 minutes they're on it.
Okay. So,
contact us at the bottom under services and terms on the main page. You go to contact us, and
yep.
There's that little
okay.
form you fill out, and it should fill in like most of your info for you, and then you go to, you know, support for your topic, which should already be like
okay.
the first thing it pops up.
Okay, I'm on the main page. And where do I go for it?
Go to the bottom, and then under services and terms, on the third little category thing, you should see contact us. It's the link at the bottom.
Okay, contact us, okay.
And then it says a form pop up that says,
yeah, it says
we're here for you.
And it says
it should choose your information should basically already be in there, but then you just
yep.
say how we can
yep,
help and then tell them your problem and then say it's an urgent question. By categories in the request is an urgent question. That's what you say.
Okay.
Because, like, when I go to it, it pretty much has all my information filled in already, so.
Yeah, it does, and I look at the, yeah, back to me. Okay, Urban Crescent. So how does it contact, me? It said the message has been sent, by the way.
Okay. Okay, so the message has been sent. Like I said, usually it's been my experience that if you did you click off the urgent tick box?
Yeah, I said urgent.
Okay,
if
you click off urgent, they're usually pretty good.
Okay, well, yeah. I guess by now we are going to do phone line. I don't know. I guess we can do...
Just to the people that are in the phone, because, I mean, it's just people who are, I mean, if people don't call in, it's because they don't think that you're on the air because of the main pages.
Okay, well, yeah. And so how do you know when Blog Talk gets back to you, then?
Do
you have your mailbox?
Probably.
Yeah, I have my daytime after dark, yeah.
Okay, as long as you have your email box open, because they'll reply to you. They usually reply by email.
Okay.
Okay, but I just find it weird that the system is saying that it's still waiting for you to call in, because obviously you're in the
I did all my I did my log information like always. It wasn't anything new, and then. Okay, hear this, you guys. Help ticket service. Okay. Your request has been received and is being reviewed by your support staff.
Right, that's the automatic response that they usually send you. So you should probably get a reply from somebody within, like you said, 10 minutes or hopefully within the next half an hour before your show is over.
Right.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, I'm going to keep my mail. Yeah, and so I guess we can talk about things, you guys, and, you know, just tell everyone in the room that the album is this album is not working. So, you said you like Add the Routines.
What's your name again?
Silas Kane.
Yeah, Silas Kane. You said you like out the routine, so are you mad about...
Actually, I'm a bigger ABC soap fan. I was just mad.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I back the As the World Turns people only because I'm concerned about the whole soap opera genre right now.
Oh, okay. Someone can just go back to me and goes, hey there, we are this is Suit, and very sorry for the technical glitch on our end. We are currently working to fix it. Please let me know if you plan to continue to hosting your show tonight. Yes, I am.
I have a backup channel.
Well, after this,
really,
I'm thinking
it
might.
You actually, it does help on Blog Talk Radio. It helps to have a backup channel. So,
yeah, it really does.
You know, your main account doesn't work. Go to back. So, I think Silas, right? You have your own show on Blog Talk as well, right? That's got following you and stuff. So.
Yeah, I do have a show. As a matter of fact, we're going to two nights a week now. We're doing our soap show
cool.
on Tuesdays and our politics show on Thursdays.
Ooh, you are brave. You are brave. I have a politics show.
I think you're in the hospital and isn't both. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
No, because General Hospital, I don't know. I just feel like it's just all an agenda behind the scenes or something.
Oh, General Hospital for the last 6 months has been horrific.
Isn't it?
I agree.
Everybody on that show is so out of character. Storylines are crazy. The writing's terrible. I don't even know what I'm watching anymore. You know, I remember it back in the day when it was really good.
I
couldn't wait home to watch it.
And, you know, it's funny because I was saying to somebody in the soap press yesterday, I said, the best 2 minutes of General Hospital in the last two years was last week's dialogue between Suzanne and Diane. I thought that 2 minutes were great.
I agree with that too, yeah.
And Max and Milo in the background during the whole thing, it was the best.
Yes, I know. I
called the last half an hour today and I'm like, what in the hell are Max and Milo doing in the back? Why are they fighting? I didn't see, like, the beginning of that.
Well, they're fighting over Brenda.
Yeah.
Oh.
Most ridiculous stuff I've ever seen on the show now. Like,
I think the dialogue...
I don't understand what's going on every time I watch it.
Yeah, but you got to admit, when Diane looked at Max after she realized what was going down because of Brenda, Max just immediately turned to rubber. It was awesome.
Oh my gosh. I think Diane's a refreshing character on that show right now.
Oh, I think she's wonderful. I think she's absolutely wonderful.
I know.
I mean, and the fact that they don't use Alexis Moore drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it either. I don't get why they don't use a lot of characters on that show, like the Quartermains. Where's, you know, Edward and Mark?
Oh, like, 85% of the Quartermains are, like, gone now, right? There's only, like, what, two or three?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And this Thanksgiving's coming up. Hopefully they have the Quartermain Thanksgiving, you know, the pizza.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yes.
That's if they decide to let Leslie Charlson come back for a day.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
That's true.
They let her go off contract now?
Well, Leslie Charlson's been knocked down. She's on recurring status now, I think. And, you know, I'm really worried because if you look at all the changes at One Life to Live in the last week, they just fired a bunch of people.
Oh, they did?
And
really?
They fired Jason Tam. They fired Terrell Tilford. And, you know, those two were fired to hire Terry Colombino. And
that's right. I heard she was coming on the show. What character is she playing, I wonder?
A new one, Aubrey.
Really?
Okay,
Oh my God.
I mean, I like Terry Combo. I mean, I can never say her name right, but I like her.
I like her too, but I mean,
oh yeah.
They, I liked Greg in the beginning on the show. I thought he was, I was liking Greg, and then they kind of had to make him, you know, ruin his character by, you know, doing all that stuff to Taya and everything, which I thought wasn't really nice of him to do that. But
yeah, it wasn't.
They ruined the character of Eli. I liked him in the beginning, but then they made him an evil character. Like, what's happening on the shows? And
it's because they're hiring.
I got rid of two really great shows on CBS, which I really miss: Guiding Light and As the World Turns. Those are going to be really sorely missed.
Yep.
And to put it down,
Guiding Light was like, I loved Guiding Light. You know, I used to watch on and off for years, and when I heard that show was going off the air, I was like almost in tears. It's like, oh my gosh.
Well, you know, it's not going to be long.
And As the World Turns, a year later, I mean, really, you know, a lot of these people have been watching that show for 50-something years, and it's just so sad that, you know, and I think that the ABC shows should take a cue from how the writing is on these shows and how, you know, even though they were low in the ratings, they still had quality writing on that on those shows.
Yeah, they did. They did. And you know, part of the problem is that the networks weren't committed to really pushing daytime TV. You know, people don't realize that in the 70s, soap operas made so much money that they were keeping primetime shows going. I mean, you remember
really?
Kojak? You remember Kojak,
yeah,
the show Kojak?
Kojak. I might have been a baby, but yeah.
Yeah, but Kojak stayed on the air because the profits of As the World Turns were given to Kojak to keep Kojak going. Same thing with the other soap operas. A lot of daytime soap operas made so much money that they subsidized primetime television.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and people don't know that.
Oh, my gosh. I never knew that. Wow.
Me either. Wow, that's really surprising.
Steve.
How far
the soap operas are really, really popular. You had, I don't know how many soaps on in those days. Too many to count. Now there's only six, a handful now, which is really, really, really sad.
And what's
and
really
I'm worried about the soaps too now. I mean, I know ABC says that they really don't care about the ratings because that's their choice if they want to get them off the air or not because they have control. But I mean, if they're still going down that path, they're gonna lose. They're gonna have no other choice but to take it off because nobody's gonna watch.
Well, I keep saying they're going to cancel One Life to Live.
Well, it's the bottom of the ratings, right? The Nielsen ratings, I mean, it's pretty much the bottom of the barrel, which is surprising because I think it's better written than General Hospital, actually.
I know.
Well, you know, the problem is, the reason why I think ABC is lying through their teeth is because they didn't move One Life to Live to California like they did All My Children. And you know, that really bothers me. And the other thing that I'm worried about, and I mentioned this yesterday on another show, is that Meredith Vieira may not re-sign her contract with the Today Show next year. Meredith Vieira may not re-sign her contract next year. Think about this. If ABC's One Life to Live gets hurt by the talk on CBS, ABC has a contract. ABC has a contract with Meredith for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I can see Meredith getting her own talk show at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Oh. Oh wow. Yeah.
I would watch it. No offense, Meredith.
I mean,
a talk show. It's like except for Ellen DeGeneres. That's it. Talk show I'll watch. I can't stand The View. I get so annoyed. Like, I have to get through the first 20 minutes to get to the special guest if I'm interested in whatever their special guest is today.
But The View
has
a formula that works.
Yep, I agree with you, yeah.
Oh, I have a call coming in. Let me get back to you guys.
Okay.
I feel like
it's not even having a show. Nobody can hear. It's not even streaming live, you know. It's like,
well, I'm just hoping Blog Talk said they will get back to me.
I know when I called on here, when I went on here, I'm like, Wait a minute. Waiting for host to call in? She's usually on there before everybody else.
Yeah,
I was. I was on at 7:50. And crap. You know, I'm like thinking, going into tonight, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a really good night and nothing's going to go wrong.
But there was actually a lot of people in the chat room, too.
I know, that's why I feel bad. Like,
everyone's
probably going to be. And everyone's going to be mad and never come back.
It's
not your fault, Carly.
Well, you don't know that. It's just, you know, Rockup being stupid. It's not your fault.
Well, it looks like there's people still waiting patiently in here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Christy. I forgot to tell both of you. So Grandma got the Muzzy went to McDonald's because I kind of talked to him. Okay, Jerry can say this better than I can. We were talking today. And I mentioned my grandma, and my mom said to me, well, don't take grandma, she doesn't care if we go every day, but honey, please, how do I say it, Terry?
You're just like, don't be going to McDonald's and getting a Big Mac every day for your grandma, or else her cholesterol is going to skyrocket. It's all that, so don't go there every day. It's something like that. I said
laughing,
and then I kind of joked around. I go, well, if we could win $1 million, it'd be worth it. I was just kidding when I said that, though.
So you all packed almost?
No, I just finished laundry, actually, so
okay, is Brittany still... wait, that's Brittany, right? 740.
It's Allie.
Are you still on? What?
It's Allie.
Oh, Allie, okay. Well, my mind's gone.
You're on there. Were you on the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was, like, the first caller tonight. And
yeah, I've been here.
And we've ignored her the entire time. That's sad.
Yeah. I'm going to buy blog talk over.
I also got the moderator after me in the chat room.
I know. We were, like, talking in chat room once, and it said moderator. It had a moderator. I think we're cutting.
And I didn't even press anything, you guys.
I think it was because it might have been cussing in chat room, and they moderated it or something. You can't cuss, I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, I didn't even write out the whole word. I just put S, and then it was starred, and then ING.
Oh, me too. Hey, I did that too. I did that as well.
I was like, what the hell?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Christy's birthday is on Friday, right, Chris?
Christy, and you told Carly that you said something about, man, you're going to be 25.
Oh.
You said something like, I feel old or something, or what did you tell Carly or something?
You said something about 25 the other day.
But you didn't. You said something kind of like
is
you don't want
there?
To.
Hello? Yeah. We are still here.
Oh, okay. Phew. I'm sorry. I was just confirming my guess for tomorrow night.
But we're still here. Oh, wait
all
a minute.
Right.
Something's happening. Oh, no.
Well, I just had a refresh on my screen. Hang on. Maybe something's happening.
Oh, really? Let me refresh my
hang on.
Two.
Nope. Still waiting for the whole thing to call in.
Two. Damn it. People are leaving now. I see everybody getting out of there.
No one's going to be mad at you for what happened tonight. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
You know, I've never had so many people in the subway. I mean, I've had, but I'm like... Wow, for Wednesday night. So what days are you soap one? That you do soap, and what day did you do the politic one?
Soaps I do on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock, and I do my politics and current events show on Thursday nights at 11. And starting next week, I have a column in SoapBox1.com called "Lathered Up." And I'm going to be talking about ABC soaps every week and what
good.
I think about what's going
Yay.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I think we need to get this sound out, you know, and everywhere to let people know what's happening with these.
That is a very good thing. I mean, that's really cool.
Well, you know, it's something I believe in because I think if more people understood how much of a value soap opera has in society, we've been doing research, and we have a big report coming out at the end of the month that we're submitting to Oprah Winfrey. Do you know that there are countries around the world where governments are investing in creating new soap operas just to help their societies get over the hump? You have new soap operas going on in South Korea, in Kenya, in Saudi Arabia, in Israel, in Poland, in Russia, in Germany. There are people that are creating new soap operas just because they recognize how valuable a soap opera can be.
Wow.
Wow. And, you know, I'm sorry, and if people hate what I'm about to say, I'm sorry, but we are not even live by now, so it's kind of perfect. With all the money Oprah Winfrey has, I think she could afford to put her own soap standard, like, you know, I mean, she's having her own soap, correct? Like, I don't know what it's going to be called, but isn't a lot of people going on that in 2011?
Well, a lot of people. She has a new network coming out called the Oprah Winfrey Network, or it's known as OWN. It's starting in January of 2011. And she has Rosie O'Donnell coming over to do her own talk show. And Rosie O'Donnell is one of the biggest soap opera fans alive.
Yes.
And we've been saying to Oprah's people, listen, we think it would be great if you would consider doing 2 half-hour soap operas. You know, we're not asking for the whole network to be all soap operas, but consider 2 half-hour soap operas, and here's why. Oprah would not be where she is today if it wasn't for all the soap operas that were on before she came on.
And I agree with that.
You know, and Oprah owes it to the fans to understand that soap fans help make her the titan that she is today.
Yes, she did.
And the problem is there's no respect for soap opera fans. You know, even the soap opera press, I mean, the soap opera press doesn't respect the online fans at all. And I keep telling them, listen, you're part of the problem. 15 years ago, you guys should have been reporting, and you should have been saying, this is what's going on, and this is what's wrong. Instead, you gave us all the baloney, and you treated us like we were stupid, and because you were afraid the studios wouldn't let you in the door.
Oh, my God. You guys, get this in some of them. Guest 757 goes, I suggest you get your staff together, Mo, and maybe people will call in.
What?
Christy, you saw in the guest room.
I'm going to move to my room. I'm kind of away from my computer. Let me.
Okay. No, basically.
What's up? Because honestly, he doesn't know what's going on. So.
Yeah. It's.
What did they say? That get your stuff together and people will call in?
Yeah, maybe more people will call in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you're talking together. Who said this? Blog Talk Radio?
No, the stupid fucking guest 7757.
Calm down. Where'd he go? Did he
IM
you? That's what he
is? No, he's in the
room. Oh, I don't see it anymore. It's, like, gone because he just left, I think, or something.
Oh, God.
He's a guest. He's not even a registered user. So
yeah,
like,
he goes. Oh, and then he goes.
He didn't message him or anything.
Well, no, and then he goes, what is so? You don't have anything to talk about. All you do is swear on the air.
Oh, well, he must have heard some other shows because he can't even hear it right tonight. So he must have went to the archives, right?
Well, I mean, unless he's listened before and he just hasn't, like, registered his chat or whatever. But, you know, like, that's really, like, kind of immature. Like, he could say it in a nicer way, but people aren't necessarily nice
See, don't sweat the small stuff. I mean, you're always going to have
critics. I know,
really. Yeah, you can't take one freaking yes, personally. This is one person.
Well, yes. And it's funny.
Like three people. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you're not helping. Okay. I just got an email from Matt, whatever her name is. Your request has been deemed to your request has been deemed as solved. They said it's solved now.
Oh, really? Well, let me go refresh the page and find out.
Wow, that's weird.
Wow. It's been solved.
It has been solved. Let's see.
It's still not been solved. It still says that.
Okay, you know what you may need to do? You may need to hang up and call back into your switchboard now.
Okay,
okay. We'll call back in.
All right.
We'll
call back in.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, listen, I'm not going to be funny. Hey, you guys. Did anything happen?
I'm here.
I'm not online,
okay,
so I don't know.
I haven't checked the website, though, yet. I'm in my
room. Well, I'm going to go do it by now. And see what it says.
Right, so. Is anybody else on the line?
That guy, Allie.
Yeah, I'm
Allie's
here.
On the line, too. Yeah,
okay,
you know what, it's still saying waiting for host to call in.
Let me try it.
This is a very interesting
episode.
You know,
blog talk, it'd just be like... Just
feel
like it's not working, guys. Just
tell
them that.
Well, I didn't put in the chat room that people should call in and that the radio isn't working.
Yeah, it's still not. It's still for host.
I'm emailing them back,
like reply to it and be like, hey, still's not working.
It's not fixed, dude.
I know. Let's see. Dale. Okay. I'm looking for. Okay. Contact us.
Mhm.
No, this is kind of funny in a way. Okay. It was in.
He said that Friday the 13th was the bad luck day. It's just the 13th.
Yeah, I don't believe that one. It's the one I'm looking in. Okay, I put a Zoom question, so let's see.
How long did you schedule the show for?
An hour and a half, I think.
9:30.
Okay. So it's going to go on for like 25 more minutes they're giving you?
Yeah.
I guess. I hope Carrie calls back in.
Well, it'll say on your switchboard, how many minutes you have remaining, like above your
call. No, it doesn't even do that right now, no.
Huh.
As it said, the show is on, the not streaming.
Yeah. Which means the live stream is not working, so you gotta tell Blog Talk to get their act together.
Terry's back on the line.
Yay, Terry.
Hello.
Hi.
It's still not. I would try to do it a bunch of times. It's still not doing anything. This sucks.
It does.
I know.
It's
not
cool, Blog Talk. Get your act together.
I know. Yeah, really, huh? Yeah, get your...
Get your shit together, Ty.
I was just going to say today anyways. I would have loved to bash GH today with everybody listening.
Yeah, bash GH time.
Yeah, I know.
We should have like a bashing GH segment, you know? You
I know,
it,
really.
Like,
it's terrible. I
mean, oh, I would love that.
I mean,
like
I DVR'd it,
right,
but I
thought
this worked through most
segment.
Of it. Claire is threatening Jason now if he doesn't.
Oh,
gosh,
stupid little...
Doesn't go against Sunny, she's going to put Michael back in jail.
Well, we all knew it was going to happen.
Yeah,
I know. Nothing like a woman's score, that's what
ridiculous.
I am today.
It's ridiculous.
Like, yeah.
Oh, and you know what? Somebody was saying to me about those two thugs that came into Ethan that they look like the ones that...
Liz and her boys,
and they actually do look like the ones that threatened Liz and her boys. I have to go back and watch production. Because I'm thinking,
I just heard from them.
Oh yeah,
I just heard again, and they go, "Where are they?" So I'm very sorry for the technical glitch. We are currently looking to fix it. Please continue to host your show, and we'll have it completely archived. Also, people may call in to listen to your show as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, they can't call in.
Well.
I think they already know that last part.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like, yes.
Hey,
Allie.
Guys, on in the thing, because I don't see Christy on here.
Christy, I'm
708, so I
should be on the switchboard.
I don't see
you in,
like, the little, in the scene. No, I'm on the switchboard. That's
the problem.
Okay, man. Oh, okay, because I always see myself in the switchboard thingy. I mean, underneath the name.
Oh, Terry, you're logged in for Carly? Is that what it is?
I don't know. This is crazy. Even this is crazy. I'm going to get out of there and go back.
Oh, Christy, I think the white pin number and everything.
Okay, I didn't know if that was the issue or, like, Blog Talk was really screwing up on you or...
Yeah, I did that.
Apparently Blog Talk really is screwing up on you, so...
This is funny. It's not funny, but it's funny.
You know why? I know you don't like bashing Christy, but, you know... I'm just saying, maybe this happened to Sam radio, and then I don't know how to
do it. That's all we want for sure, because there's nobody listening. You know,
just had a show on today,
not like we don't bash at all,
them.
But I mean, you could really
do a little
crazy
email alerts. They just had a show on in the zone, I think, had a show on tonight, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going in to tune in tomorrow.
I was checking out his, and he had a sequel to, like, the Fan Wars thing. He had it, like, October, like, the 8th or something or whenever. And I guess it's a sequel to the other one he had about Fan Wars. Will they be the ones to really save the show? Will these couples, like, be ones to, like, I guess his little description was, like, are these couples, like, will they save the show or whatever, really, or something, I guess? I don't know exactly what it said. I'm thinking, well, it's a start. It'd be a nice start for them to fix the show.
Well, you know,
they're
going to get the show's ratings back. It's definitely going to be with Finn, Jason, and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for sure. Because you saw a definite drop in the ratings.
Yes, we did.
Broke up.
And then
it was like,
the
obviously that was a signal.
The carnival scene, didn't they spike up a little bit in the carnival scene, too, when they were together on screen?
Yeah, a little bit. When they do, like, what do they call it? When it's, like, every February, November or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the reason why they're not even in the scene. They know if they put them together. They know they're going to, they know that the ratings will be sky high and they've been proved wrong, you know?
Well, I'm not even Brenda being back despite the ratings that much. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. I know she
didn't. Nope. So I'm just going to go on my theory. Ravon is coming, and the drama is going to be done soon.
After watching the show, and there is a few things I have been read, when I'm watching certain scenes, it's like... Wait a minute. It's like they're like a white flag, you know, or something, or red, or whatever you call it. I'm like, are they giving us a hint to things to come with Jason or something?
Well,
I think so.
Like, him or something. So I was like, break up.
Really, I know.
There's like a reason for them to break up.
And then there's a rumor that she's not going to sleep with Jason. So... If these pregnancy rumors are true, if she's not going to sleep with Jason, then how is she going to be pregnant with his kid?
Well, you know what? I don't think it's going to be Jason.
I don't want her to
be
pregnant with his kid. I want that just to stay a rumor and then not be pregnant.
I know. Even
if she slept with somebody else we don't know about, please let that be the case.
I would be very upset if she ended up pregnant.
Even if the rumors are out there, it's so stupid because it's like hypocritical for even a rumor to be out there like that, because it's basically saying, oh, he could have a child with the so-called that had one with Liz.
I thought it was like impossible for her to have kids, but apparently they're going to make some kind of miracle baby. Okay.
That's
the oldest thing in the book.
I know. Miracle, maybe my
an original freaking storyline. How about some, like, in vitro fertilization?
I know. And didn't she try to want to do that? Didn't she try to go to the doctor? She wanted to get, like, in vitro, and she knew that Jason will not have that, like, I don't know what she tried to do, but something like that. There was no way that he would want to have a baby like that anyway.
I don't think he really loves her. I think it's like the bot, Jason.
You know what? I haven't seen Jason.
Yeah, but
Gary and
Becky look so
I think even
pretty.
The scene Brenda and him were really good. Like her yesterday, they had a really great scene together after she went to see Sunny. And she's like, you don't know what it's like to physically be dead and emotionally be dead, something like that. And you don't know what it's like or whatever. And I'm like thinking, physically dead right now, Jason.
What are you talking about? Hello?
Yeah, he's emotionally dead right now.
Were you around 10 years ago today?
I know.
You know what happened?
Yeah, I know. See, the way they're
writing.
These
writers just kind of rewrite history, like, every day, it seems like, and I'm sick of it. And I haven't only watched the show for 4 years, and I don't even know that much.
Yeah.
But,
how many times has Sunny had, like, a woman scoring it back at him?
Oh, God. What?
With the whole Claire thing?
I know.
It's like, we've seen this.
I know. With Alexis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, having
with
Alexis.
Reese, with Hannah.
And Hannah. Yeah, it's like recycle. That's all they know. And Liz is back today. She came back today.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Very pretty.
Yeah, and
saw
now
that.
I'm waiting for the storyline really to kick, you
I
know.
I was like, can you mention Jason at least once?
I know.
That's so hard.
Yeah, okay. Give it time, it will come.
She was really
nice.
When she was talking to Patrick today, because Patrick was telling her what's going on, and then Liz was kind of like sympathetic towards him too. And he's like, he was saying basically that it was nice to have somebody on his side. And then she goes, well, you know what? I've been there on both sides, so I know. I've been the cheater and the one that's been cheated on. So.
Yeah.
Mm. See, Elizabeth a long time ago would never have done anything like that.
No, especially to her best friend's guy with her best friend's guy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, even if she is dead, you know, she wouldn't have done that a long time ago.
No, she's alive.
Definitely wouldn't
have
done it if Emily was around. That,
I know.
That would not have happened.
Yeah.
Damn, Emily, why did you have to die? Damn it.
I know.
Sorry.
They should have just kept Emily on, because she came back, what, how many, was it? Months later, or was it a long time later? I don't remember.
No, I think, it was only a month after she died.
Really?
Oh, my God. Well, she came back in Vision physical. She was appearing in Vision.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
She brought Rebecca in, which was ridiculous.
Rebecca was
just
brought
in.
Rebecca
kept her Emily alive and just let her, I don't know, just go off.
I was hoping
else.
Helena had her and, she was still alive.
Yeah, like they did with Liz or something, you know.
But they did with
Lucky.
Role play.
Yeah, that's right.
With Kayla, we role played this awesome storyline where it was actually due with Franco, and Franco was really with Emily, he kidnapped her and all this stuff, and we did Nicholas and Emma role play and a liaison role play and one thing. It was awesome.
Even the fans said it could do better roles.
Yeah.
I think the fans know what's good for GH than the people that are behind the scenes know what's good
and
for
And at least they know the history.
Exactly.
I know, really. Yeah. I know.
It was absolutely ridiculous for liaison not to be involved in that Franco kidnapping baby storyline. I was like, what? You're not even going to have a mention or anything?
I know, because considering that Liz is an artist herself, too, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's gosh, man.
Under the rug. It's even so
nice not to see Sam on right now. Well, she was on yesterday a little bit, you know. Her insecurities are still there. I could still see him, but, you know, I mean, it was nice not to see her on today. It was so wonderful.
Jason,
it was.
Sam, break up with Jason. No, he won't give you one you need.
She's trying to tell everybody right now that, I'm above it now, all the insecurities and everything. But if she was so above it, then why is it still eating at her, you know, the Brenda thing? I mean.
Yeah, she shouldn't feel insecure by that at all.
I mean, she's Brenda. Sam knows that. Jason doesn't have any feelings for her that way whatsoever. You know, and that he can't stand
her.
Yeah,
she should know that and be secure in her man, but yet she's not.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing, hopefully.
I love the Brenda scenes because you can just tell how irritating Brenda is to Jason.
I know.
To see it in his face.
Exactly. She's been in the same room with two of them, you know, so she should tell that that's not, I secretly love you kind of passion. That's a, no, you get on my fucking nerves. Go away.
I know she even went to Maxie. After she saw that, she even went to Maxie and she said, gosh, they even have this weird chemistry between the two of them, she said to Maxie. And I'm like, well, at least they have some chemistry.
Yeah.
You guys don't, you know? Oh, man.
Even if he does hate her.
I know, even if he does hate her. Yeah, there's chemistry there, you know?
They have, bantering chemistry. It's not,
bantering
like...
chemistry, I know.
It's not sexual.
They love each other chemistry.
Even if they try to go
she
there with Brenda and Jason.
Come on, no.
It'd be too weird for them to even, because I know there's a lot of, I go on some of these message boards and they're Brazen fans. They kind of want to, I'm thinking, there's no way in hell they're going to ever go there if they know the history of these people, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, unless they, of course, rewrite characters again and rewrite
If they
history.
Rewrite, yeah, that's true. I mean.
That's what they would do.
Dante, even her scenes with Dante, oh my gosh, people are there's a thread out there saying that she's got chemistry with everybody too. And I'm thinking. You know, different kinds of chemistry, you know.
I don't know what the hell is going on with her and Dante.
I know she
What the hell
she
is
was,
going on with Brooke and Nicholas, okay? I watched some of those scenes and I'm
I am hoping they get together and then Nicholas kicks her to the curb.
Yeah.
What
the bench and her?
I don't know.
Oh. What kind of a, what movie was that? Was where was it My Fair Lady or one of those movies where he kind of changed her dress proper or whatever? I forgot movie. It was an old
Pretty
old
Woman.
I forgot what movie
yeah,
it
Pretty
was.
Pretty Woman.
Where
Pretty
he turned
Woman.
The hooker.
I know.
My mom said I look like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. I tried to hear it. She said I look like a hooker, and then she said I look like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. So thanks a lot, Mom. Appreciate the support there.
Yeah, as soon as I see Brooke, I'm like, ooh, Bensonhurst trash.
I don't even
hooker. I could see her as a hooker. I really could.
Yeah.
She's a hooker.
She was so, like, I liked her
is
back
she
whenever
before?
She was in the
I
team.
I don't understand. She wasn't no hooker before. She was
no.
She was.
I know. I don't understand why they even brought her back to the show. Plot point.
You guys.
And putting her in with
like
people
story.
Who's too old for her.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
you're
too old
for
her.
I'm like, weird.
I'm sorry, but I don't like Nicholas. And I used to be a big, I used to be, well, kind of like when he was, when, what's her name, the Natalia came on, I started liking Nicholas because I saw the chemistry between them two. But I don't like him now because Emily's not there anymore. So to me, that character just went downhill after Emily died.
Yeah.
She doesn't have chemistry with anybody else. I don't see it.
Emily kind of redeemed him.
He doesn't have chemistry with her. Brooklyn, I don't see anything.
I think Nadine and Nicholas work so well.
Why's that?
It's because Nadine was kind of like a younger Emily. She was naive in the medical field. She was goofy.
Oh, yeah.
That's how Emily was.
Yeah.
That's why I think they worked.
Yeah.
I could have saw them get married and everything. Like, they could have totally got married. I saw it, like, in my head how it could have went, and then it totally didn't go there.
Yeah.
So, whatever. What do I know? I'm only a fan.
But we went doesn't matter, though, huh?
No.
You know, I'll be one of them.
We only spend,
only
like, thousands of dollars.
In our dreams do we get what we want, or in fantasy.
No, I remember the one day they were going to, like, make out on his desk or something in the living room.
Really?
And I was so excited.
They were?
I, like, watched the first 15 minutes. Yeah, they had that, like, second kiss. It was one of their, like, the second or the third kiss. And
they started,
like, geeking out, and, like, you know, they were kind of, like, leaning over his desk. And I'm like, that is hot. I'm like, I like them. I was so pumped about them, too. And I was so excited to see the show back then, and now I'm so not.
Yeah. They
well, hopefully, after this year's over, hopefully, I don't know. I mean, it's been since 08, the show's been terrible. Well, since not even 08, even before that, it's been going downhill from there. Hopefully, they wake up. I mean, come on, how long are they going to... How long can they keep pushing Jason and Sam down our throats before we finally puke, you know?
They will keep doing it until they have at least one person watching.
I guess so. Yeah, I know, really. Even when I fast forward with Jason and Sam, I can't stand fast forwarding it, too. I mean, because I know they're there. Even fast forwarding makes me sick, you know?
I leave the room.
That's a good idea. Just leave the room. We don't even have to hear them or see them. And then come back later.
That was yeah, you guys. I know my two way. Well, one day I was eating something. Big mistake. Big mistake. And Sam came on. And she was in the station. She was this banana, you guys. And I nearly puked.
What was, hey, Christy, they kind of mentioned Bill Jones here on I'm Looking on Blog Talk right now, you know they have the little Today's Picks and Top Shows and that little box here. But, yeah, they have here on here. Glee Radio's Christy, have your how do you say your last name?
Wait, my last name, don't say that. Just don't say
okay.
that.
Okay, puts her hands together for Billy Jones, who plays Roger McGann Glee, the Nashville native, who's also host of the syndicated radio show Adult Centers will chat about season 2 of the Fox series, which debuted September 21st. And they got a picture of him here and everything.
Cool. Was that Today's Picks, or that was, like, Top Shows?
Today's
or?
Picks. It's in Today's Picks section.
Well, you know, they already do it, and I had them on, like, yesterday. I wanted that to be there yesterday, and it wasn't.
I know.
You know?
Well,
really,
Blog
Talk Radio, really?
Hopefully they'll
okay.
go in this show and then tune
in. Now you have it.
Huh?
Now I advertise it, like, a day later. Thanks, Blog Talk. Appreciate it.
But you know what? I'm wondering with all the, I don't think it would kick us off in 5 minutes. Even though it would be really good.
It probably will.
Well, yeah.
Well, knowing Blog Talk.
This is so bad. I just feel like we could just wasted.
I feel like we're bashing Blog Talk right now, but I mean, honestly, I've had a lot of technical difficulties too, so I can understand why Carly's so pissed.
Yeah. Especially when you had a lot of people and chat room tonight.
Oh, exactly. And you have people expecting you to have a show, and then
I
people
know.
Think it's not on because it's
yeah,
your fault.
Like,
it's not your fault, and it's like,
The only one when I was Terry was on air, I just said, you know what? Can you text Christy? And then I text you. My text was a little over the top. I was mad. I'm like, help!
I know.
Help!
And
you guys are like going crazy. You guys all of us is going crazy. I'm like,
I know.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I was like, I don't have Christy's cell number. I can't text her.
I'm the technical person here.
No, well, I mean, I'm like thinking, and then this reminded me of the day that I was trying to log in for you to host the show, and it finally worked. But I'm thinking, you know, this has been crazy tonight.
It is.
Oh, any word on Kayla? I mean, Michaela?
Well, Kayla's having financial troubles right now, but of course she still manages to make it on Facebook. But she doesn't pay her phone, though, so I can't really get a hold of her by phone. And, Rent-A-Center actually called me for her because I'm one of her personal references. And I was like, okay, what's up? And they were like, we need to get a hold of her and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I'll message her on Facebook. That's the only way I knew how to contact her this week and last week. And it's been crazy, I guess, for her. I don't know. I hope she's doing okay. So love you, girl. If you're listening to this, Kayla, you're crazy, but I love you anyway. She's a nut. She's a riot, that girl. What do you call it? She's like a party. She's a soap opera in a person. She's got a soap opera every day. That girl is a living soap opera.
She's a drama queen?
Pretty much. Yeah,
well,
I guess.
Really,
I guess
you
say that.
Funny? You
want to hear
something really funny?
Go for it.
It said in my ear, you guys, 90 seconds.
What? Oh, that's hilarious. Not.
Mm. They can text you, but they can't put your show on.
So are we going to get cut off in like 60 seconds?
So
now?
We're going to get cut off then, huh? That is weird, isn't it? You think that they...
Thanks a lot, Blog Talk.
I know, really.
They probably have been listening to this and are pissed that we're, you know, bad-mouthing them.
Bashing them. Well, you know, they've got problems
okay,
with their
you know
website.
What?
I don't understand why they can't get their act together. I mean, I love their website because it's free and it's great and people go to it, but...
We're not being recorded, are we, at all, or what?
Not that I know of, but
okay.
He wasn't doing anything.
Because,
until they cut us off, man. I'm staging a protest.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, me, yeah, you and me both. What was, you know what, but it's funny, they go 10 seconds. I'm like, shut up,
bye,
baby.
Bye, everybody listening.
Well, bye, yeah. Just in case.
Yeah, usually when I talk, it gets cut off. That's telling me something that I better stop talking all the time.
Hello?
We're still here.
She had to go out today and go buy the ingredients and make them for herself.
And that's not my fault. You know, I'm not going to say that's my fault because you're the one who wanted them. I didn't know you were going to want them. I just needed I made cupcakes. I didn't know I was going to
And she asked her grandma today. She goes, "Is there any way that I could? I wonder if there's any way I could send them to send one to Terry." And her grandma's like, "I don't think that's going to work because."
Yeah.
And I go, "Yeah." She called, she told me that time, like, yeah, I don't think by the time they get to me, they'd be so bad. It wouldn't be edible.
Yeah, that's what I told my mom about White Castle. She's like, "You want me to send you White Castle?" I'm like, "Mom, by the time they get to me, they're going to be cold, even if you send them by FedEx in one day."
Yeah.
Oh, my God, White Castle is so good. We had them when we went to New York, and they were really good.
Yeah.
What is that you're talking about? What are you talking about?
What is that? It's like the best little burgers ever.
I haven't heard of them at all.
Well, that's because they're only like in the Midwest.
Okay. Just like In-N-Out here. It's like
In-N-Out.
You need to watch Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Okay, well, if ever I'm in the East Coast, I'll go to White Castle.
Or if you're in the South, you can go to Crystal, and it's kind of like the same thing, but they're more expensive for some reason.
Oh, really? Do you guys have In-N-Out where you're at? Do you have In-N-Out at all?
No.
California they're really, really good, too. It's really delicious, but I hardly ever go there. But when I'm in the mood for a good hamburger, I guess I could go there. Have you heard of Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, we got Chick-fil-A here.
Oh, you got Chick-fil-A? I love that place. But it's so expensive, though.
It is.
I should go there. Huh?
You know it's a Christian company? They're
they're
a Christian company.
Yeah. I like that. I remember once I was going to, my niece called me. We're painting my room. It was a Sunday. She's like, "Oh, what do you want to eat?" And she goes, "Chick-fil-A." So I'm driving there. And I called them like, "Tammy, this place is closed. We forgot it's Sunday."
It's Sunday. They're closed on Sundays for church, yep.
Yeah. Is it a Mormon? I thought it was Mormon that owned it. Is it a Mormon church or a Mormon family? Do you know?
I thought it was Christian because my
Christian,
old pastor used to work for Chick-fil-A.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
And 24 is on here in the chat room. In here.
We all said hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm not on my computer
hi,
yet.
Hi, Annie.
Yeah, I'm not online.
No, here.
Having
problems with...
Fallen. Okay. Oh, wait, they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We passed our call-in time, Carly.
You should have just had everybody call in, huh?
I
could have tried.
I even posted in the chat room for people to call in.
That's what they could have done. They could have just called in and not pressed one.
Carly takes anybody.
Most of the time, they didn't know whether they could call in because they thought Carly hadn't called in yet. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, yeah. What was I going to say? Okay, so, you know, October is, like, the worst month only because it's, like, birthday month. It's, like, everyone, I feel, is born on either October, May, or June. July. I mean, there are so many October birthdays. I don't know about you guys, but...
Nope, I'm January.
Yeah. Oh, wait, your birthday is in January?
Yep.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey, Jason,
Hey,
Jason, how are you doing?
I'm so sorry
for having a birthday in January. My sister has a birthday in January, too.
I kind of like January. I got more
One of my best friends' anniversary is January 8th, and her daughter's birthday is January 4th. So she had an 04, she had her birthday, her baby was born like days before her anniversary.
Yeah, my brother and I were both born in January. My mom was married in January. My grandmother born in January. It's a lucky
reason I said that was I was thinking about Christmas and then January.
Well,
I don't know.
It depends on what day in January your birthday. I mean, because
mid-January.
Fifth, so, I mean, you know, Christmas is like over after when you get into January, so.
Yeah, you get more gifts because all the sales are going on.
Yeah.
So,
never thought of that.
My parents did like a $100 limit for my birthday, and you could get way more stuff because of all the sales.
Yeah.
I would get more for my birthday than Christmas because of the sales. No joke. And
I know. I have a friend whose birthday is December 26th, I don't think nobody kind of like remembers her birthday or gets her anything because everybody got her something for Christmas.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so she kind of doesn't really celebrate it. She kind of just maybe will go out on her own. She said every birthday she likes to go to McDonald's on every birthday. So every December 26th she goes to McDonald's and celebrates her birthday.
Okay, got a question for you guys. Have you guys ever did the night of Thanksgiving, you know, the day after we got up at midnight and go shopping with those sales?
Yes.
Has anyone ever been?
Really?
Okay.
I haven't done that.
Yeah,
never.
Me too.
Thanksgiving sales. Yeah. And then to a trick on it, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and, like, for us, like, we go to the mall. And it's, like, the mall is, like, an hour and a half. So we get up, and we're like, traveling on the road by 11. It's funny. But I've gotten elbowed before.
And what's to know if they're going to put Nick and Brooke together? I don't know.
I hope not. That'd be weird.
That would be weird.
That's like, she's so younger than him, isn't she? Like, I feel like that'd be rape or something.
I think made as Lulu, I think, isn't she?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they're close in age. So it's like, Lulu's like Nicholas' sister, and like the fact that Brooke is like close to Lulu's age, I'm like, that's kind of...
Yeah, that is true.
Right. Isn't Brooke supposed to be really younger than Lulu? Because Lulu used to babysit for Brooke.
You know what? I mean,
that's right.
Do that with these. They saw how they harass these kids.
Damn.
Like, really crazy. So probably she did.
It's supposed to be that Lulu is older than Georgie, but younger than Maxie, and Maxie is older than Brooke. Older by like 4 or 5 years.
I got a question then. How many years are Maxie and Lulu? I mean, how many different is Maxie and Lulu then?
Maxie should be like, Lulu was born in like 90, like Luke and Laura came back.
96.
In like
6 or something.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
And Maxie should have, because, okay, at that time, I think after, that was the time in those years when Maxie and had the heart thing with when her cousin died. And those years, so Maxie should be way older than Lulu.
But, see, in order to do the heart transplant, Maxie was aged.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what, I remember.
One thing about the character of Robin that I like that they never did is they never surrassed her, so she's still the original character.
Yes, and I love that.
Yeah. Why can't they
do
that?
Well, yeah, and, no, I was just thinking, like you, why can't they do that, like,
Even Maxie, really, she wasn't Saras drastically because Robin Richards played her for a long time, and then she left, and then they put in that one actress in there for a little while, and then I guess they asked Robin to come back, and then that's when Kirsten Storms came in. So I don't think they Saras her very, very, you know, very, you know, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christy, what time are you leaving for? For your trip?
5. I told you earlier. 5.
Okay, I know, but
Christy,
my mind is gone.
Up in the morning. What time is it over there?
It's 11:41 p.m.
And you have to get up at what time?
Oh, no, not at 5 in the morning,
5 p.m. Oh, I was going to say, oh, my gosh. I was going to feel sorry for you if you had to get up real early. Okay.
You almost
wanted to
get up
real early. I don't think I would have called it.
Okay. I never really been on an early flight, but if I ever had to, I'd try to choose not to. I tried to take a later flight.
Well, I'm driving. It's only
driving?
Oh, yeah, okay. It's only like 4 hours away, so.
Oh, okay. I thought you were taking. Okay, never mind. My mistake. Yeah.
We don't pity you no more. You're just gonna drive for 2 hours.
I'm driving for like 4 hours.
Are you going to again?
Offshore is Alabama.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Wow.
It's the closest decent beach to New Orleans, so that's what I've heard.
Man, I wish I could go places. I want to travel. I've been in another country. I've been to like Arizona and Nevada, but I've never been throughout the states, which would be really nice one day.
Come to Ohio. We have nothing here, but come to it anyways.
I haven't even been to New York. I've never been to New York. I love to go to New York. I have had cousins that have been to New York. Well, but I've never been, and they're from different country, my cousins. Isn't that sad, man?
It is.
So, New York can see Broadway play. That's what I'm doing next month.
That would be awesome to do that. Yeah.
I am jealous.
I know, me too, Christy. Come on.
Yeah. My dad invited me, and I'm like,
what play?
What play?
We're gonna either try to see Promises, or Rock of Ages.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Oh.
You know what? I would have would have been nice to see like The Rob or something in New York, in New York. You know, I've seen it here in L.A., but it's probably not like in New York. Plays in New York since. That's where people go to, you know. I think that's where a lot of actors to go to New York and do plays, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
Matthew Morrison
I know, and he was also on, I don't know, Christy, if you know this, but he was on, was it As the World Turns? Yeah, he was on As the World Turns.
Yeah,
that's
I know. I was watching clips of him on YouTube one day, and I was like, ooh, he shaved his head. That's sexy, too.
He was Marco in Son. Back in, like, 06, he played it, I think. And he left.
Yeah, and
I was like, when I saw him on Glee, I was like, wait a minute, he looks so darn familiar, and I couldn't get it in my head where I seen him from. Then I remembered he was on As well, turns out he also dated in real life from Amanda from AMC.
AMC, yeah.
Yeah, they're not together anymore, though, I think.
He's around.
No, he's around. And he also went to high school here in Los Alamitos, where I live. He graduated Los Alamitos High School in California here. So I guess he would have been nice. I've grew up here all my life, but...
You missed
them. Maybe I passed him up and I, you know, probably not.
I don't know.
You're staying from California.
I'm trying to, like, not be infatuated with him because I heard he's, like, kind of a man whore, so I'm hoping,
really?
Like, that's not really true.
Is that what you heard? Oh, my God,
I don't know. Like, I've heard he gets around Hollywood, so what does that mean exactly, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
You were just dropping it on him.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if I looked as good as him, I'd be effing a different girl every night, but, you know, that's because you're a guy and you have needs.
Maybe that's why that didn't work out. I think she even said in an article that that didn't work out because I don't know if she said it. I just took it as he was just, you know, seeing other people or...
No, she publicly said that she really saw that Leah Michelle and him were dating.
Who?
She said
Leah
Michelle
and Matthew Morrison were dating?
Yeah, I
knew that they were dating, supposedly. Or he asked her out before Glee happened. Or
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's only 1978 he was born, and she was born in 31 or something. Is that how old he is?
I don't know if the guy ever wants to get married one day, but he ain't going to have a lasting marriage if he's
I know, really.
Stepping around.
Oh.
Sorry,
I know.
Matt. I love you, buddy, but...
I don't think
I'm only capping you if you're Christian.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I just want Will and Emma have not been on it all this season. What's going on? I wanted them to get together so bad. Looks like the big episode looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Dude, did you see the photo? She, like, rips his shirt off.
I know. That looks so
freaking hot.
Huh?
I'm like, do it again. I'm like, repeat promo. I want to see that in slow-mo.
I should just save the promo in my YouTube account and just keep watching the promo until the show comes on.
I saw the picture. Somebody edited a picture of that screen cap, like, on Facebook, and I have it.
Oh, you do? Really?
My profile pictures, yeah.
I bet you're going to see him if he goes, like, into movies, and I bet you're going to follow him into, like, the movies, huh? You're going to go, even if the movie looks like it sucks, you'll probably go see it because he's in it.
I don't know. Even if he's a man whore, he's hot. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. You're
hot now. Oh, remember the episode where he was flirting with, what's her name?
Sue?
He was doing it on purpose, you know. Oh, my God, she fell for him, though.
It's hump day. Everybody. It's hump day. It's Wednesday.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I thought that was so hilarious. And Sue fell for it, so it's her fault for falling for that.
I would have fell for it, too, man. He's good.
I know. I love when he found out about Gary, though, when he went and found her.
With that little thrusting of the hips and those tight jeans. I'm like,
oh, my gosh. I know.
You're killing me. Killing me.
Well, even Leah Michelle's character in the show kind of had a crush on her teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would have had a crush on a teacher that was like that in high school.
I mean, I had a hot history teacher, but
he
didn't sing and dance.
I never had any hot history teachers going to school. Most of my teachers were women anyway, so. Oh, man. Even today, I work at a high school. I don't see any hot teachers.
No lust-worthy teachers.
What's that?
No lust-worthy teachers.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't have any.
I have one.
I had one
in high school. We had one in high school in our history. He was a history teacher. And no one could give a dang what how Pacific Northwest history was. For every girl who took that class, they tried it. And I failed it because I wanted to take it again. So, yeah.
That's sad. I mean, I just keep pitching there. This, poor, it's not the teacher's fault. It's just the way he looks. That's why they're failing. You know, they can't concentrate on their schoolwork or something. I think if I had had a hot teacher, too, I don't think I'd be able to concentrate either. I'd be flunking every time I took his class.
I would be needing some extra credit
Mr.
work.
If you had been my choir teacher in high school, I would have quit choir. I would have been like, hell yeah, man. I don't care if I fell out of choir. I'm sticking around.
Sorry, oh my God. Yeah. I like how they start calling him Mr. Shoe. It's not Schuster, it's Mr. Shoe now or something. They have the nickname for him, Mr. Shoe.
Well, true.
I was so waiting the first season. I couldn't stand Terry. I could not stand. I was so waiting for him to wake up and realize what the heck she was doing to him, faking the pregnancy and all that.
Mhm.
And then when I first saw Will and Emma together, I'm like, man, they got to put these two together down the line because the chemistry was like amazing. I was like, wow.
I can't wait till they do it, man. I can't wait for them to do it.
Have a special show of them finally doing it. You know.
so technically that's cheaper than the DVDs. But
I guess so, yeah.
You might as well get it on DVD, though, so you don't have to watch it.
I know. Well, maybe the second, I know. Or maybe I should wait a while. Maybe they'll have a big sale on a couple seasons of, you know, after a few seasons.
I don't know. I couldn't wait. I had to get it, like, the first day it came out. I'm like, I am not waiting. I found out where to go. I went to Target. It was cheaper there, like, the first few days I get it, had it on sale.
How much?
Cheaper than Walmart.
How much did you get it for?
Like, I think it was, like, $37.99 or something.
Really?
The first
one. For one season?
Bad.
It wasn't,
you know,
really
what? I'm kind of in a Gossip Girl right now, and I'm, like, trying to watch it somewhere on the computer. I don't know how I got into Gossip Girl all of a sudden. I don't know what happened, but now I'm on that kick. But I don't know. I think if I were to buy, I'd probably regret it. This is like
it won't last because, you know, Gossip Girl switches couples like every week, and it gets so annoying.
I kind of, it's just like a phase I'm going through right now. Next week I'll be into something else probably, so.
Get into the Vampire Diaries.
I love the Vampire Diaries.
Seriously,
I love
you need
show.
To get into
and
that.
I such a Damon and Elena shipper. I want them so bad together.
Me
but
too.
I
would cut off my arm
together.
For them.
And I hope they're not, because I know in the books or something she ends up with Stefan or something. But come on, you're dealing with television, and they don't have to go based solely on the book.
Stefan is so
they haven't
boring.
Been based on the book.
Oh, they haven't been? Really?
Stefan is
okay.
Boring.
I love
that's
them.
That's too much.
So, Stefan
is so
fucking
boring,
right.
Man. Stefan has got, like, no game, no excitement. Like, dude. Like,
I know.
I hated
when Damon snapped brother's neck because I knew that would make Elena, like, hate him. But he's going to, she hasn't really forgiven him, but I guess he did something last week where she said, that's the Damon that I like, or whatever. I think she did something for the girl's mother or something, I guess.
Oh, he did something for Caroline.
Yeah,
He decided not to kill her mom.
Damon that I
he was just going to erase her mom's memory.
Yeah. And so, if Damon could keep that up, but yet still keep his bad streak, I think she could fall in love with him again. I know she's not really in love with him, but to me, she loves him. She's in love with
him.
Me
too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever Damon snapped her brother's neck, I, like, screamed.
I know. I was like, okay,
yeah.
Damon, that's a way for her to hate you all over again.
Well, not
I
that.
Like,
just not. I didn't think
that
he was actually going to do it.
What was that? You didn't think what?
I didn't think he was actually going to snap it.
Oh, really? You didn't?
I didn't think so either. I was like, you shouldn't have done that, David. If you ever want to be with Elena, you ain't going to get it that way.
I know. And then I don't think he realized, he even admitted to Elena that he didn't know that he had that ring on either. I was like, wait a minute, they're not killing him off. I like her brother, too. I wonder if he's going to turn out to be a vampire later on in the show.
Probably. But I'm wondering if Damon told Elena that he didn't see it just because he knew that she wouldn't believe him if he said otherwise.
Yeah.
But she was she already told Stefan that, you know, no, he didn't see it. He didn't see the ring. He didn't see it. I hate him now.
What was the episode? They kind of had the episode where they went somewhere. They had a road trip together. They had like a road trip together. I forgot where they went to. They were trying to find somebody. Somebody was after Elena and she got in a car accident.
Oh, that was whenever we took her to Georgia.
Yeah.
That was last season.
Oh, God, I love that episode with them, too.
I didn't even get to see it.
You didn't?
I
oh
came,
God,
like,
oh.
For two episodes from the season finale.
Oh, my gosh. That is a really, really good I loved it because it's just about them, too, you know, on their road trip. And she kind of saved his life because there was a vampire after him. He was going to kill him, and she basically saved his life, and which I liked that.
That where the whole quote she thought that he was worth saving.
Yeah, I think that's,
They keep bringing that up, and I was like, I don't know when she decided that.
He is so amazing, man. I swear. I don't care if he's bad or evil. Underneath it all, he's just damaged, you know?
Yeah.
He's been living for Catherine all these decades. I mean, and then no wonder he went crazy, though.
Who is doing that?
Who's doing that?
I'm not.
It sounds like somebody's breathing really hard or something.
Oh, probably me.
No, but I mean, I know I lost my train of thought now.
Sorry.
Forgot what I was going to say. I hate Kat, poor Kat. I mean, poor Damon. I mean, I kind of felt sorry for him when Catherine said, "I never loved you." And he was living for Catherine, basically.
Aww.
All these,
yeah.
You know?
And especially, he said to her, you know, if you answer it right, then I will forget all the...
Yeah. And you know what really sucked? The season finale of last season when he went to kiss Elena and it wasn't Elena.
I totally thought it was Elena. I'm like, you tricked me too, Catherine.
I know.
Finally.
You could have totally, expected it was Elena because they had all this little, you know, action at the dancing and, these little scenes of looks and stuff. I was like, wow, not really Elena.
I know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was Catherine that whole time. I'm like, fucking show. Why'd they have to build that up and then it turns out not to be Elena?
Yeah. Hi,
Greg. Jill.
Yes? That's my name.
No,
what?
It's like 10.
Oh,
you're
is
so
it?
Fucking
oh, my
funny.
God. Okay, it's 10 o'clock. Okay. Yeah, maybe
I should
go.
Yeah, I should go. I gotta take a shower and, go to bed, so.
Yeah, I think I'll do the same. So, hopefully on Monday that it works, Carly.
Allie, are you coming back on Monday, Al?
I'm going to try and see what goes on because I start Monday for my job.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck with it.
I want a job.
I know.
Like a real paying job. I mean, I love my volunteer job, but it'd be nice to get paid.
What kind of a job do you have, Allie? Do you like, is it like a, is it where?
I went to school to be a PTA. And I just now got my license, so I'll be starting my first job as a physical therapist assistant.
Oh, that is good. Was it hard to find a job, especially in the economy? I'm sure it was, because I'm having a hard time finding a part-time job.
Yeah, it was difficult, but I found one.
That's good. That is really good.
So we'll hope. I think Monday I'll try and come on for the first, half hour or something, and then
having
to leave.
Yeah, for a few minutes to say, call in to say hi or something, that's all. That's what I sometimes did when I was in school. I call in for a couple minutes, then I had to go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we should all say goodnight then,
Christy,
huh?
Have fun on your trip.
Okay.
Yeah,
bye.
Christy, be careful.
Okay, call me on
your
trip. I will.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Carly.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.